Today's Amud is Sukkah Nun Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Nun Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom line. So says the Gemara, Amrev Yitzchak, Yitzray So Adam, Misgaber Olav B'chol Yoyim. We were speaking about the Yetzer Hara, and so the Gemara continues on this theme, and says Rav Yitzchak that the Yetzer Hara of a person, it gets stronger and stronger on a person every single day. Every single day it tries to grow and try a new thing, to try to get a person to do an Aveira. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Rak Ra Kol Hayoyim, that all day it tries, it's a rag, and it gets, and it tries to, its evil grows more and more. Amrav Shimon ben Lakish, Yitzray Shal Adam Miskaber Olav B'chol Yoyim, also, that the yetzer of a person, it grows in its evil every day. Umevakish lahamisa, and it tries to kill a person. It tries to get him to do an avera until he's deserving of death. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Tzayfer Rasha letzadik umevakish lahamisa. That the Rasha, referring to the yetzer hara, it seeks out the tzadik and it tries to kill him. So I saw Rav Leo Umani, who's the Rebbe of the Ben Yishchai, in his Siach Yitzchak, on page 31, so he says that because just like the Yetzer Hara is misgaber in a person every day, so neged that, a person has to be misgaber for himself. A person has to learn Musar every day to counteract the fact that the Yetzer Hara is growing every day. A person has to learn Musar every single day. Says the Gemara, V'elmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'ezer Lai, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help a person out in his fight against the Yetzer Hara, so enu yacholai, a person on his own is unable to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyadoi, v'lo yarshienu bihishavtoi. That Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forsake him, but if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would forsake a person, so then he'd be toast. Then he would have nothing to do. He wouldn't be capable of overcoming the Yetzer Hara. It's only with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's help that a person's able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And so the question is that, why would the Kadosh Baruch Hu make a system like that? Why would he give us the Yetzer Hara that we can't defeat? And that the only way we could defeat it is if a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us. Just give us an easier Yetzer Hara. Just give us the Yetzer Hara that we're able to overcome on our own. Why would the Kadosh Baruch Hu almost make like a faulty system? He made the Yetzer Hara and like, whoops, it was too strong, and now we need to come on to Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us. Why not just make a fair game? Make a Yetzer Hara that we're able to overcome? So I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman and his Mincha Shlomo over here on the Masechta. So he explains that the tachlis of is the connection, is the relationship with Hashem. Is life's not a game. It's not, oh, who's going to win? Is it going to be the person or the Yetzer Hara? If that would be the case, then Enoch Anamis, and Hashem should have made it a fair game and given us the Yetzer Hara that we're able to overcome on our own. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the tachlis is the relationship with Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a system that we're so totally in Him, and that makes us daven to Him, and He wants that. He wants us to have that relationship. So He made the perfect system that we're constantly looking to Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us and to further that relationship that we have with Him. Another interesting ara is that the Mishnah Navos in the beginning of the fourth parak says that Ezu Gibur HaKoivish is Yitzray. It says that a Gibur is someone who's able to overcome his Yitzhara. So that makes it seem like a person on his own is able to overcome his Yitzhara, to the point that he's called a Gibur, the person who overcomes. So he's called a Gibur. So how does that fit with our Gemara, which says that a person can't overcome the Yitzhara without Hashem? So Ruchaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar, Maimer Chav Dalet on page Kuf Beis, so he explains that, Luchai, what you have to say is that, of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us, but He only helps a person who first puts in his due effort. If a person does what he can, so then the Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us. So it's still right to say that a Gibur is a person who overcomes his Yetzer Hara. It means that he puts in his effort. Now, even when a person puts in his effort, so now that's not enough. That's what the Gemara here in Sukkah is telling us. That even when a person puts in the effort, it's not enough. He needs Hashem, but the Mishnah and Avos could still say that the person that overcomes is called a Gibur, because he needs to put in that effort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help a person unless he first puts in the effort. And Rav Eliyahu Mani in his Siach Yitzchak on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, so he's medayik that also from the Etzem Maimer of the Gemara over here. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is that Elmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ezer Lai. If not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person, he would be unable to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Now, says Rav Eliyahu Mani that helping a person means that they're doing what they can, they're unable to do it on their own. So then you go in and you help. It's so by definition, that's what the word Eizer means. So you see, even from the Maimer itself, that a person, he has to put in his effort, he has to do what he can, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest and help him overcome the Yetzer Hara. So that's the system. So that's the Gemara right there. Tana we learn. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. That in Paga Becha Menuvel Zeh, if this Menuvel, referring to the Yetzer Hara, if he comes and he tries enticing you to do something, so Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash, so bring him into the Beis Medrash. Rav Yonasan Eibshit says, it's not just enough to learn Torah, you need it to be in the Beis Medrash. That's the Eitzah. To learn in the Beis Medrash with the Chabura, that's going to be the Eitzah. Not for a person to learn necessarily on his own, that's not the Eitzah for this specific thing of overcoming the Yetzer Hara. That the Eitzah is to go to a Beis Medrash, where some say that's specifically to go to a Beis Medrash about that Yetzer Hara. If a person, let's say, is struggling in Lashon Hara, so then the Eitzah would be to go and learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, to bring the Yetzer Hara, whatever Indian it is, to bring it to the Beis Medrash and to learn up the Sugya. And now says the Gemara, says the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, that when a person then brings the Yetzer Hara to the Beis Medrash, so im evenu nimayach, if it's like a stone, if it's that type of Yetzer Hara, so then it will melt. Im barzelu mispaitzitz, and if it's metal, so then it's going to explode. Im evenu nimayach, if it's even, so it will melt. Torah has the powers, the capability to melt it. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, havi kol tzamei luchu l'mayim. So mayim in this Pasuk is a reference to Torah, that Torah is compared to water. So it has this effect on rocks, and it makes it breaks it down. Uksiv, like the pasuk says, that avanim sachaku mayim, that water crushes stones, and then barzel who mispaitzitz, and if it's like metal, if the yitzhar is a yitzhar, which is like barzel, so then the Torah will make it mispaitzitz, will make it just completely explode. Uksiv, as the pasuk says, halukai devarai keish nu mashem ukepatish yifaitzitz sela, that my words are like fire, and fire has that effect on barzel, that it will make it just completely explode. Amrab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amrab Yainasan, Yetzahara Mesisa Lo Adam Bailam Hazah. The Yetzahara in this world, he tries to convince a person to do an Aveira. He's Mesis him. He tries to convince him to do a sin. Umayyad Allah Lo Ilam Haba. And then that same Yetzahara, when he tries to convince you that it was really the good thing to do and it was the right thing to do, he comes up after, when the person after 120, when he goes up to his din, Shalmaila, to the Bezdin Shalmaila, so then the Yetzahara starts testifying against the person, saying, you see what that person did? He did this and that, and he testifies against the person. He takes on both of these roles. First, trying to convince a person to do the Aveira, that it's in his best interest, and then later on testifying against him for doing that. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that mefanik minayar avdoi vachrisu yiyamonoin. That at first, when a person's young, he gets him to enjoy these things, and then vachrisu yiyamonoin, in the end, he'll be the monoin. So what's a monoin? Shekein ba'atbach sharibichia koirin l'sahada monoin. There's a certain way of darshaning the Torah called the Atbach of Reb Chiya, which we'll go into in a moment and explain what that is. But in this way of darshaning letters, so the word manoin could change into the word sahada. Sahada is the Aramaic for to be mayed as a witness. So this Yetzahara, he gets a person when he's young to enjoy, and then v'acharisa yamanoin, in the end, he's going to be the aid to testify against the person. So now, what's the Atbach of Reb Chiya? So there's different ways of darshaning letters in the Torah. There's atbash, which many of us probably are more familiar with, that you take the first letter in the Torah of the Aleph, Beis, and the last letter, Aleph and Tav, Beis and Shin, and so on and so forth. That's how you could switch letters like that in this type of drush of atbash. So this is atbach. The atbach of Reb Chiya is that Aleph and Tes are interchangeable, Beis and Ches, Gimel and Zion, Dalin and Vav, Bekits are all letters that equal 10. So 1 and 9 is Aleph and Tes, Beis and Ches is 2 and 8, all letters that get an equal 10. And same thing when you have the double digit numbers from Yud until Kuf, so Yud and Sadi are interchangeable, 10 and 90 is 100, which is in Mispar Katan is 10, and also Chaf and pay that would be also 10. All bekits are all numbers that get to 10, so those get interchanged. That's the atbach of Rabbi Chiya. And now there's going to end up being two letters that don't have that don't have a zivug, and that's going to be hey and nun. Hey and nun are in the middle. They're both equal 5. They're not going to have a match for it, but they match with each other. So hey and nun are interchangeable. So most of them, it's within the same digit, Aleph and Tes, Beis and Ches, or Yud and Sadi, and Chaf and Pei, but with Hey and Nun, those are the two letters that get interchanged. So now going back to our sugya, so Manoin, so the Mem is 40, that gets interchanged with that gets changed to a Samach, which is, Samach is 60, so those letters get interchanged. Nun gets changed to a Hey, like we said. Vav turns into a Dalid, and then the last Nun is also a Hey, so that's how we get from Manoin to Sahada, that's the formula of the Atbach of Rabbi Chiya. So that's the drasha from this pasuk, Vacharisa Yiyamanun, that in the end, the Yitzhahara is going to be the aid to be made against the person. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna asked the following stira. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Ki Ruach Zanunim Hissa. It says that the Yitzhahara tries to mislead a person, the Ruach Zanunim tries to mislead a person, which has a mashmais that the Yitzhahara is like an outside, being, and it tries to mislead the person. Uksiv Bikirbam. But then there's another pasuk which describes the Yitzhahara as being inside of a person. So which one is it? So said Rav Huna, Bitchila Hissa, in the beginning, it's an outside being, it's an outside entity. But in the end, if a person has Navera, so then it becomes much more internal. I guess the pshat is it becomes harder for a person to then separate himself from the Avera. Amar Rava, Rava says, Betchila Karu Helach. At first, the Yitzhahara is referred to as a traveler. Ulbasaif Karu Ereach. Then he's referred to as a guest. So a traveler is someone that you might bump into on the road, but he doesn't come too close to you. Then he's called an Ireach, a guest, Ulubisaif Kara Ish, and then he's called the Ish, he's called the Balabais. So meaning the Yitzhahara gets closer and closer in. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, so now the context of this Pasuk is that after David HaMelech took Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, so Nasan Hanavi came to give David HaMelech some Musar. And he did it with a mashal, and he gave a mashal, he pretended to ask a Shiloh about a poor person who had one sheep, and next to him lived a rich person who had many sheep. And then the rich person went ahead and he stole the sheep from the poor person, and that was a mashal to what David HaMelech did when he stole, so to speak, the wife of Bathsheba from Uriah. So now the pasuk over there says that v'yavai heilech li'isha asher, so this is in the mashal, in Nasan HaNavi's mashal to David HaMelech, he says that the heilech, the traveler went to the rich man, the traveler is a mashal to the Yitzhahara, but he calls him the heilech, the traveler went to the rich man. Now the rich person, he had some regret. He didn't want to take from his own tzayin and bakar to give it to the ireach. So now already we first called him the heilach. Now the pasuk's referring to him as the guest, as the ireach. Uksiv, the pasuk there says vayikach es kivsa saish harash. So he went and he took the keves, the sheep of the poor man, v'yase leish haba'ilav, and he gave it and he prepared it for the ish that came to him. So the same series of psukim first describes the guest as the heilach, then it describes him as the ireach, and then it describes him as the ish, and again this is a mashal to the Yitzhahara, so you see that the Yitzhahara is first called a heilach, then an ireach, and then an ish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eiver Katan Yesh Lo LaAdam. A person has a small Eiver, Marivai Saveya, Masbiyai Raiv. If a person starves it, if he's Marivai, so then it becomes satiated. Whereas Masbiyai, if a person satiates it, if he gives into it, so then Raiv, it becomes hungry. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Kemarisem Visbau. That when you make it, when you make it hungry, so then it's actually satiated. And so the Rashi gives two explanations for how to understand this Gemara. What is it referring to? That if it's Mariva Isaveya, and if not, if it's Masviyai, then it's Raiv. So Rashi over here, in Mesechah Sukkah, he explains that if a person feeds into this Yetzahara, it's referring to the Yetzahara of Taiva, of Arias, if a person feeds into it, so then he's gonna be hungry, meaning he's gonna be weak in his old age. That's how Rashi explains over here in Mesechah Sukkah. However, Rashi and Sanhedrin, as well as Taisus over here, they explain that no, what it means is that a person has an Aver Katan, the Taiva, the Aver, that gives Taiva, that Mariva Isaveya, if a person makes it hungry, so it actually stays satiated. And the person, the Taiva, it goes down a little bit. Whereas Masbiya, if a person gives into his Taiva, so then Raiv, he actually just becomes more and more hungry. It's counterintuitive. A person would think that when he feeds into his taiva, so then that would satiate him, but really it's the opposite. The more a person starves it, so then the more satiated he is. Amar Rav Chana bar Acha, Amri Beirav, Arba Mischarit Alehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebrav. About the following, the four things HaKadosh Baruch Hu had charata about them, that he created them. Kavyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu had charata that he created these four things. Ve'elu Hain, and these are the four. It's referring to Gullus, the Gullus that we're in, that gives us all sorts of tzaris. Kastim, it's referring to the Kashtim who destroyed the Bais Rishon. V'yishme'elim, which I think nowadays we understand by itself why that's so, the Yishme'elim. And then the fourth and final thing is the Yetzirah, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has Kavyachol regrets that he created the Yetzirah. Now, obviously, the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, so how could you say a Kadosh Baruch Hu regrets the fact that he created these things? Kilu, he didn't know that they were going to do the things that they ended up doing. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew the future as soon as he created them. He knew what they were going to end up doing. So the Ian Yaakov, the Shvas Yaakov, in his Sefer on the Ian Yaakov, he explains that Enachanami, the Gemara, is just speaking Kulashim B'nei Adam. Dibra Torah Kulashim B'nei Adam, Chazal tell us that the Torah speaks the way people speak. Avada doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know what these things and these people were going to end up doing. It's a figure of speech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has regret for creating them, which is really just another way of saying that these things weren't created for themselves. They have no tachlis in and of themselves. Their whole Tachlis is for Klal Yisrael. Gullus, Kashtim, they all did things. They all give us tzaras, the Yishma'elim and the Yitzhahara. They all just give us tzaras so that we eventually do tshuva. And the Yitzhahara gives us tzaras so that we can overcome and get schar. But the first three, they give us tzaras. It's all just to get Klal Yisrael to eventually then do tshuva. But there's no tachlis in these things of it of themselves. So as a way of saying that, the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol regrets having created them. It's Kilus just saying that if not for the tachlis that they have, that it gets us to be better, so then it would be fitting for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to have charata and to not have created them. Galus, says the Gemara, what's the makar for galus? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu had charata kaviyachol for creating galus. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, va'ata mali poinu mashem kilukach ami chinam. That what am I and my people doing over here? So that the Gemara is taking as a sign of regret. Kashtim, the chsiv, as the pasuk says, hein eretz kashtim. That it shouldn't be here, kilu it's charata, that I wish it wasn't here. Yishma'elim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has regret about the Yishma'elim, meaning again that they have no tachlis in and of themselves, it's just to get us to do tshuva. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, Yishlayu ayalim l'shaydidim uvatucha islamargize kel l'asher hevi aloka biyadoi, which is a Kilu Kadosh Baruch Hu regretfully telling over how Yishma'elim, how the Arabs that they live in comfort. Meaning in the Gemara is taken as a sign that the Kadosh Baruch Hu regrets having created them. And then lastly, says the Gemara, Yitzhahara, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Va'ashir Heiroisi, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I made it bad, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachol having regret for having caused us to do evil, having caused us to do Averis by giving us the Yitzhahara, Hashem's having Kilu Charata, that He created the Yitzhahara. Amr Rabbi Yechanan said that Omali Shalish Mikrayis Halalu, if not for the following three Psukim, say Nismaititu Ragleim Shal Shonein Shal Yisrael. So then the Sineim Shal Yisrael, which is a euphemism for Klal Yisrael, we wouldn't be able to stand in din if not for these three Psukim, which show that, so to speak, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's fault that we do Averis. Chad, one Pasuk is Dechsiv, that which it says, Vashir Heiraisi, that the Pasuk is saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu caused us to do Averis by giving us the Yetzirah, so it's Hashem's fault. The Chad Dechsiv, another Pasuk, is that which it says, Hine Kechaymer Biyad Yetzir, Kein Yisrael, Kein Atem V'Gaymer, that just like is pottery in the hands of the potter, so too Klal Yisrael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu could remove the Yetzirah, he could get us to do whatever he wants, so he could technically remove the Yetzirah, he could get us to overcome the Yetzirah, so it's all really in his control, so if he doesn't do it, it's almost, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's fault. The Idach, and then the third pasuk is Vahasi Raisi Aslev Avim Yibisarchem and Asati Lacham Lev Basar. That in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to remove the Yetzahara. So you see, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to do something about the fact that we have a Yetzahara, and he chooses not to, so again, it's like, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's fault. And now says the Gemara that Rav Papa Amar Af Mihai Nami. And also, there's a fourth pasuk, and that's the pasuk which says, Vesruchi Ate Bekir Bechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll help you out and give my Ruach inside of you, again you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to help us out. Says the Gemara Vayter, now back to the topic of Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef that we started with on in Beis Aman Aleph. So says the Gemara, V'yareini Hashem arba charashim, that the Pasuk says Hashem showed me four charashim, four craftsmen. Maninu, who are these four craftsmen? Maninu arba charashim, who are these four charashim? Am Rabbi Chana bar Bizna, Am Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Rabbi Chana said over in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida that it's Mashiach ben David, that's number one. Mashiach ben Yosef is number two. The craftsmen, they're gonna rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Velio, referring to Eliyahu Navi, who built the Mizbeach. The Kain Sedek is referring to Shem, the son of Noach, who built the Teva. Those are the four craftsmen. Masiv Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes, how could you tell me that the four craftsmen is referring to these four tzaddikim? Iachi, if so, Hainu Dechsev, that which the Pasuk then says, the next Pasuk, it says, Vayomer Eli, that the Malach said to me, that Eli Akronis Asher Zaru as Yehuda, that these are the Kronis that they scattered Klal Yisrael. And so you see that the craftsmen are people that scattered Klal Yisrael. Whereas Hani Leshuva Asu, whereas these four that you mentioned, they bring Klal Yisrael together. So Amar Lei, Sar Bichana said back to Rav Sheshes, again, that was Rav Sheshes' question to Rav Bichana. So Amar Lei, so Rav Chana said back to Rav Sheshes that Shapil is safe for the Kra. Look at the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says the Avayu Elo Lahachredaisam Liadis Es Karnes Agoyim Hanoisim Karen Al Eretz Yehuda Lizaraisa VeGoyimer. The pasuk says that the Charashim are going to be the ones who destroy the Goyim. So it must be that the Kranais that we mentioned in the previous pasuk that was not referring to the Charashim. So there were Kranais discussed in the pasuk before this that they are scattered Klal Yisrael. That's not a pasuk which refers to the Charashim. The Charashim are people that are eventually going to go ahead and destroy the Goyim. They're not the people that obviously cause Pizur and that scatter Klal Yisrael. That's referring to a different group of people. So that's how Rav Chana answered Rav Sheshes. So says the Gemara now that Amar Lei, so Rav Sheshes said back to Rabbi Chana that Bahadi Chana Bagadita Lamali. Now why am I starting up with Chana in the Sugya of Agadita? Meaning obviously Rav Sheshes was being minded that Rav Chana got the right shot. V'haya zeh shalom ashur ki yavoy be'artzenu v'chi yidrich b'arneisenu v'akimaynu alav shiva rayim v'shmayna nesichei adam. The pasuk describes how there's going to be shalom, there's going to be peace, and if Ashur comes and he comes to start up with us, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stand up for us, the seven shepherds and the eight nesichei adam, these eight princes. So man ninu shiva rayim, who are, first of all, who are the seven shepherds? So says the Gemara, it's referring to David Be'emtza. David is going to be in the middle, and then Adam Sheis u'misushelach miyaminai, they're going to be on the right of David HaMelech, and Avram Yaakov u'maisha mismailai, and Avram Yaakov and Maisha Rabbeinu, they're going to be on the left. Tzarchi and Rashi says why exactly these people, but those are the seven shepherds. And Rashi also points out that Yitzchak is not mentioned. We go from Avram to Yaakov and Maisha, we skip Yitzchak because as Rashi, Yitzchak is going to be trying to get Klal Yisrael out of Gehenim, so he's going to be by Gehenim getting different Yidden out of Gehenim. So also Aaron HaKohen is skipped also nowhere, as we'll see, we'll mention that in a moment. Shmaina Nesichei Adam, who are the eight princes? It's Yishai v'Shaul u'Shmuel, Amos v'Tzefania, Tzidkia u'Mashiach v'Eliyahu. Those are the eight princes that are going to help us out. So again, so we see that we skipped Aaron HaKohen. So besides the fact that we skipped Yitzchak, which that we mentioned, Rashi explained, but what happened to Aaron HaKohen? We mentioned so many other tzaddikim, and it seems to skip Aaron. Out of all the Ushpizen, we skipped Yitzchak, and we skipped Aaron. So what happened to Aaron? So I saw in the Sefer Tshuva Sagrach, Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote back to someone who asked him this Shiloh, that he said that Aaron HaKohen is going to be busy with the Kahuna. He's going to be the Kohen Gadol, so he's going to be busy, Yitzchak's going to be busy by Gehenim, getting the different people out of Gehenim, and Aaron HaKohen is going to be busy with the different Inyanim with the Kahuna. Hakavanim says the Gemara Vayter. Arba Sulamais. We mentioned in the Mishnah that there were four ladders by each of the different menorahs in the Ezros Nashim by the Simchas Beis HaSheva. So says the Gemara now, just some more details about these ladders, is that Tana, we learned in the Braisa, is that Goiva Shal Menorah Chamishim Amo, the height, or a detail about the menorah, not exactly about the ladder, but that the height of the menorahs, each menorah was 50 amos tall. So these were very tall menorahs. Va'arba yiladim shal pirchei kuhuna ubideim kadei shemen shal mea vesem lug. So then the Mishnah mentioned the fact that different young kehanim, yiladim shal pirchei kuhuna, would go and fill the candles that were on the menorahs, would go and fill the bowls that were on the different menorahs, four on each one, so these young kehanim would go and fill these bowls with oil. And the Mishnah described that they would carry 120 loig of oil. So now says the Gemari Bailu, we have a Shaila, Mea v'esrim loig kulu, Aydilmu l'kol chad v'chad. Does that mean that every single one carried, that in total, every single one, that in total they carried 120 lug, meaning if it was four young kehanim by each one, so that means 30 lug each one. Aydilmu l'kol chad v'chad, that each one had 120. And so each bowl was filled with 120 lug of shemen. So it says the Gemara Tashma, we have a Braisa which says the answer to this explicitly. It says, Ubideim kadei shemen shal shleishim shleishim loig. That each of these children, they carried pitchers of oil which held 30 loig of shemen. Sheim kula mea v'esrim loig, which in total ends up being 120. So that which our Mishnah mentions, 120, that's the total for each menorah. But really, each child, each yeled carried 30 leg of shemen, because each bowl was only filled with 30 leg of shemen. Tana was taught that vehein meshubachin hayu yaiser mibna shamarta basbaisas, that these pirchei kuhuna, they were more chashuv, they were mishubachin, they were in a sense greater than the son of Marta Bas Baisas, who was one of the kehanim. So they were greater, they were more mishubach, they did something greater than that which the son of Marta Bas Baisas did. Amru al benash al Marta Bas Baisas, they said about this son of Marta Bas Baisas, shayonaito shtei yerechai shal shor hagadol, that he would carry two huge thighs of a large shore, shelakuach be'elav zuz, that the shore was bought with 1,000 zuz, so these thighs were tremendously large, and he would be the one to carry the two thighs to the mizbeach, and he would carry them together, two thighs of this tremendously large shore, and he would bring it to the mizbeach. So he was obviously a very strong individual. Umahalech ekev v'tzagudal, and he would walk with his the back of his foot towards the top of his foot, with his heel towards the top of his foot, meaning he would walk very slowly and he was still able to carry it. However, the other kehanim, they didn't allow him to do this. They didn't allow him to take two thighs. And the reason is mishum berei v'am hadras melech, is because there's an Indian to dafka use a lot of kehanim to do the different tasks, because to get more people involved is a bigger hinder for the king. My mishubah. So that's what the son of Marta Bas Baisas did. Now the Braisa said that these yiladim shal pirchei kuhuna, who brought the oil to the menorah, they were mishubach in yaiser from then this son of Marta Bas Baisas. So says the Gemara now, my mishubachim, in what way were they greater? How did they do something that was more praiseworthy? If you're going to tell me it's because the oil was heavier than these thighs, hani yikiri tvei. That's for sure not true. For sure these thighs are heavier than that amount of oil. Ella, rather, the reason why what they did is more impressive is because Hasam Kevesh Umeruba Vulaizakif. The son of Marta Bas Baisas might have taken these very heavy thighs, but he took it up a Kevesh. He took it up a ramp that wasn't very steep. It was Meruba Vulaizakif. It didn't go very steep. It wasn't a very steep incline. Whereas Hacha, these Yeladim Shalpirche Kuhuna, they took the oil, it was less oil, and it wasn't as heavy, but they took it up Sulamaisu Zakif Tuva. They took it up ladders which were very on a steep incline. It was a ladder. And so therefore, in that sense, what they did was harder and deserving of more praise.